You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
In recent speeches, both the Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Winston Peters, have signalled a, quote, reset of New Zealand's foreign policy. This reset would involve moving away from our independent stance to further align with the United States and Australia, such as with the consideration of joining military alliance AUKUS. Our current foreign policy stances are largely independent, but also bipartisan, born from the nuclear free movement of the 1980s. This week, ACT Party leader David Seymour has announced that there will be a six-month select committee process for the Treaty Principles Bill. Although no other party supports the bill, National says they are bound to see it through to select committee under coalition agreements. The bill has received notable opposition, most recently from the 440 Christian church leaders who signed an open letter calling for MPs to vote against the bill. And in more light-hearted news, voting for Bird of the Year is open. It closes at 5 p.m. on Sunday, 15 September. Although Forest and Bird does not think it will reach international news like it did last year, competition is still fierce, with high-profile politicians and political parties like the Green Party announcing their endorsements. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Deputy Labour Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these topics. The government has recently signalled a shift in New Zealand's foreign policy stances, describing a reset. Do you support a shift away from a bipartisan stance on foreign policy?
No, not at all. It's so important that we are bipartisan. And I've been one of the people that has talked up the importance of being bipartisan for particularly Pacific regional policy. And, you know, wherever possible, I've got behind Winston Peters as the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and have seen that bipartisan approach from him with regards to the Pacific. However, any shift away is not good for us.
Could taking sides in the US-China rivalry impact our relationship with our Pacific neighbours?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to see the diplomacy that we have seen in the past, but we also do need to see the stance that New Zealand has taken, which is what is best for New Zealand, what is best for the Pacific region, what is best for the world. And New Zealand's been really strong on the international front when it comes to anything to do with international relations. And we're seeing a lack of diplomacy at the moment, and we're seeing a shift away from the stance that we've taken in the past.
And is it concerning that New Zealand is cozying up to the United States military when they're aiding Israel to commit a genocide in Gaza?
Look, you know, I'm absolutely concerned about any stance that takes us away from our independent foreign policy stance that we've taken in the past. We've always been values-driven as a country. I think that we have been leaders on the international stance with regards to any human rights violations, when wars have been occurring internationally, and it is concerning.
And what could joining AUKUS mean for our nuclear-free stance?
Well, this is a question that we're going to have to ask continually of the government. I think we're lacking transparency about what their intention is, what they hope to be able to achieve, and what the implications will be for New Zealand and the Pacific region. So they need to be very upfront with New Zealanders with regards to what they are intending to achieve from any involvement with AUKUS, because we're all impacted, and there could be huge implications, and so it is important that the government are clear with us what their intentions are.
And the Treaty Principles Bill is given 6 months in select committee. Why is it being given so long?
Well, that's a good question to ask. It shouldn't be given that. It is divisive, and what we're already seeing is absolutely that. We've got the Prime Minister that's saying he won't support the bill to fruition. We've got New Zealand First saying the same, and yet the Prime Minister has lacked the courage to actually talk down the ACT Party and to say that it's not okay. Off the back of some of the things that have happened in New Zealand in recent weeks, recent months, recent years, It's really concerning. And you see, it takes us backwards. You know, we've made so much progress with regards to race relations in New Zealand and recognition of the treaty. And now we see that all being removed and undermined. And so I'm really concerned, and I think New Zealand should be really concerned.
Is it wise to give the bill so long in the Select Committee process, where not only has it already caused so much division, but has already received so much opposition?
No, it's not wise at all. And 6 months, given that you've got two of the political parties out of three saying that they are not even going to support it to continue to go forward, is ridiculous. It just opens up the door for the undermining of race relations in New Zealand. And it causes so much hurt, actually, I have to say. Like, the conversations that I've been having with Māori are that this is hurting them. You know, we had the amazing launch or premiere of Encanto in Te Reo Māori the other night, and my colleague Willow Jean went along, and she said it was amazing just to see so many Māori in the room celebrating Te Reo Māori, celebrating who they are as Māori, and then you have this bill that absolutely undermines Māori. And it's 2024, we're not in 1954. And so, you know, it's a sad indictment of this government.
And how does this look amongst a heap of other legislation being passed through urgency by this government?
Well, I think it just goes to show that Chris Luxon does not have the courage to be able to put his coalition partner in place, nor does he have an understanding or acknowledgement of the importance of Māori, the importance of the Indigenous people of this country, and the way in which this type of legislation and conversation takes us backwards and actually hurts people.
Voting for Bird of the Year has opened, and I hear you're backing the Ruru. Why the Ruru?
I love the Ruru. There's been only a few times in my life that I've actually seen the Ruru in real life. But there's something very powerful and I think spiritual about the Ruru. And so, I'm backing the Ruru.
A large amount of student journalists, including Vic Salient and AUT's debate magazines, are endorsing the Kororoa. I have to know, did the little blue penguin make your shortlist?
I think it's a beautiful bird, but it's certainly not my choice.
And the Green Party is backing the Nutupare Rye Bill, which was previously backed by Luxon in 2022. Does the Labour Party have an official party position?
I'm not sure of our position on that particular bill, so I can't comment on that right now.
It's a kind of bird. This is the bird they're endorsing for Bird of the Year.
No, we don't have a whipped stance on any Bird of the Year. So we have a diverse selection of birds that I think our caucus are supporting.
Will you be campaigning to get others to vote Ruru?
I'm certainly pushing my colleagues and saying that this is the bird, it should be the Bird of the Year. But as I said, we're not whipping people to vote for a particular bird.
That was Labour Party Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the government signalling a shift in their foreign policy stances, the allocation of 6 months in Select Committee for the Treaty Principles Bill and Bird of the Year.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.